And Father, we have a call now from Asuncion, Paraguay, South America. So let's get to Renato, listening on the EWTN app. Renato, you are on with Father Lundberg. What's your question?
Hello, good evening. Hi, Sai. Hi, Father. I wanted to ask you regarding, because I have 8 children, and some of them are already beginning to look into the things of God and learning about, the things of our faith. And I sometimes have a hard time recommending books, because I myself throughout the years have gone through more, traditional writings like St. Alphonse, who are more like, to quote, strict, and then some more contemporary writings like, I don't get the names now, but they're more like in a contemporary style. But they seem to, I sometimes have a hard time recommending books for younger, my children especially, regarding their growth in the faith and getting to know Jesus Christ.
Well, Father, what works with the young people who you work with as far as books?
Couple of things. There's a book by Matthew Kelly called Resisting Happiness, which is one of his latest books. And that's very good because I think essentially either using an argument for happiness or for beauty are ways to speak to people today, because people often have a hard time following intellectual arguments about the faith, just for a lot of reasons, because of our education and our culture. But people do want to be happy, and God has hardwired us to be happy. St. Thomas Aquinas, in his section on law, Bishop Barron points this out. When he gets to this question about what the law is about, he spends 100 questions talking about the nature of beatitude or just happiness. So all the things we enjoy that make us happy are passing away, but God has hardwired us to be eternally happy, and that hunger is within us. So the book Resisting Happiness could be good for a young person. And then The Way of Trust and Love by Father Jacques Philippe, or the book Interior Freedom. They're both short, and they start off with really good stories. The Interior Freedom book starts off talking about Therese, and then a woman who died in the concentration camps, who was Jewish, but who came to the camp kind of a secular person, and by the time she died, she had this deeper conversion into her faith. Viktor Frankl, in his book Man's Search for Meaning, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to a teen, but he talks about that in the concentration camps where he survived, he saw people who walked into barbed wire fences that were electrocuted so that they could commit suicide because they had given up hope. He also saw people in the camps who went to their death in the gas chambers singing hymns to God. And he said the difference was a person who has a reason to live lives. You know, Bishop Sheen's famous show, Life is Worth Living. So Resisting Happiness or The Gospel of Happiness, I forget his last name right now, that's a good book that's out now, or Interior Freedom or The Way of Trust and Love by Jacques Philippe.
So Resisting Happiness is Matthew Kelly.
Matthew Kelly, yeah.
Okay, and then
I got to look up really quick. I can look up for you The Gospel of Happiness.
And the Jacques Philippe titles, I'm sure you
can. The two books there are Trustful Surrender and Interior Freedom.